The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. It was a Sabbath day, and Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. And the people were there observing him carefully. And then he told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were all choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a banquet, do not recline at table in the first place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher place." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they might invite you back. And you will have your repayment." Well, that doesn't make a bit of sense. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. This is good news from the Lord. There's two economies, two worldviews, and once you understand the gospel, you move from one to the other. We observe our general political economic patterns, it's pretty clear that most Christians have not made the change. The first one we call capitalism. I'm not going to say it's wrong, it does many goods. And that's based on quid pro quo, reward punishment, this much good behavior, this much service, this much product, you pay this much, are rewarded this much. Then, if you sin or do fault or do evil, this much punishment. We gotta admit this makes sense to almost everybody's mind. And if you're honest, it makes sense to you. It all seems fair. The only trouble is, Jesus doesn't believe it. And he's supposed to be our teacher. So let's oppose this merit, punishment, reward economy, low-level capitalism, which we've all bought from our mother's milk because we're Americans, with what Jesus presents, and I'm going to call a gift economy, where there is no equation between what you get and how much you give. Now, I know you're all squirming in your pews. You don't like it. People don't like it because you feel you worked hard to get to this wonderful middle-class position that you're in or whatever, and you feel you have rights. And people who haven't paid taxes and people who are not citizens and people who are of a different color, they all must pay their dues. Now, I admit, to the logical mind, that makes sense. But all I'm saying is, you deal with this gospel. Go home and read it again. That's not what Jesus teaches. Now, the only way you can do the great turnaround and understand this is if you've lived under the experience of being given to without earning. Forgiveness, it's called. Unconditional love, it's called. Mercy, it's called. If you've never experienced unearned, undeserved love, you will stay in the capitalist worldview. 2 + 2 = 4. I put in my 2, I get my 2 back, and everybody's happy. But this free health care that Jesus offers, we don't know if we like it, really. We want people to get health care like us. Yes, we deserve it. Brothers and sisters, you and I don't deserve anything. 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 It's all a gift. But until you've begun to live in the kingdom of God instead of the kingdoms of this world, you think, like most Christians do, exactly like the world. What a nonsensical statement. In case they may invite you back. So you step out of this world where I give this much and I get this much. Where we're very impressed by celebrities and rich people, let's be honest, and people who drive big cars and people who wear fancy clothes. None of us are untouched by that. It sure doesn't seem to impress Jesus in the least. He looks at it at a totally different level, the human heart, the human soul. And there we're all absolutely equal. When you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, the nobodies. Does any of us live this? Do we priests live this? Pope Francis is trying, but the cardinals get upset when he invites the homeless into the Vatican. No, we like the world of equations. Basically, I'll put it this way. To understand the gospel in its purity and in its transformative state, you have to stop counting. Yep. You have to stop measuring. Yep. You have to stop weighing. Yep. You have to stop saying, I deserve. Can you do that? It's pretty hard. Once you've experienced infinite mercy, now didn't I ask you this here a few weeks ago, but I'm going to do it again. If God is infinite in love, infinite in mercy, infinite in forgiveness, how do you whittle that down? And I don't do this very often. It works better in a black church. But I want you to tell me, what's half of infinite? What's 1/4 of infinite? You're not saying it. God, can I try one more time, please? What's 1/8 of infinite? Yep. That's the world, by God's grace, that you live in, where you deserve nothing and no one else deserves punishment. They might do such stupid things that the evil becomes its own punishment. But most people who do evil really, really aren't malicious. Now, some are, but most people who do evil are just stupid. Yeah. They don't know better. They don't think. They're unconscious. Just not aware of what life means. And they go through life on cruise control. Well, you're not going to go through life on cruise control. I invite you to change your worldview from an economy of merit and deserve and counting and weighing and deserving to an economy of gift. It's all a gift.